Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Omar Andujar, and you are listening to Compliance Chats, a new podcast series intended to keep University of Connecticut staff and faculty up to date on various compliance matters. Today, we are joined by Lori Neal. Lori is a compliance and records management specialist in the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics, which supports all university campuses. Lori is a UConn alumni with a BA in psychology. She is a member of the Association of Records Managers and Administrators and recently became a certified records analyst. Today's topic is related to records and information management and how to properly dispose of university records, which leaves us with the central theme to shred or not to shred. That is the question. So Lori, that's a humorous and catchy theme. That said, it seems like every organization, regardless of industry, has or should address this topic. So before moving any further, let's start by answering the question, what is a record and what do you mean by information?
Yes, it's a basic question. I think everyone has an idea in their own mind what a record is. But one of the definitions that seems to work really well is that records, regardless of their format, document a business transaction or event or record some sort of institutional knowledge. Information is a little bit more abstract, but it generally refers to valuable data within an organization, and it's data that is typically pulled together in a meaningful format. You can imagine at the university that we have lots of records, data, and information. Think about it for a minute. With student records alone, you have applications, transcripts, internship files, career assistant records, privacy waivers, disciplinary documentation, and the list goes on and on. Employee records, to name a few. Well, you could see retirement, travel reimbursements, conflict of interest, and so on. And also integral to our mission at the university, we do research, we do outreach, so that further diversifies the types of records that we create and maintain. So that's just a scratching the surface of what records are, but they come in all different shapes and sizes and formats. We find them everywhere. Chances are you have records in your office.
Thank you. Definitely agree with what you said. The list goes on and on. Now, you've also mentioned the term records and information management. Can you tell us what you mean by that and how does it impact employees?
Yes. So with all this information, we really need records information management to stay organized. According to the Association of Records Managers and Administrators, Records and Information Management, or in short, the acronym RIM, R-I-M, is responsible for establishing and implementing policies, systems, and procedures to capture, create, access, distribute, use, store, secure, retrieve, and ensure disposition of an organization's records and information. So it's really addressing how to manage the full life cycle from creation to disposition of records. As a public university in Connecticut, we are required to follow the state's records management policies and procedures. All of faculty and staff should be aware of these requirements and implement accordingly. For example, the state's record disposition policy prescribes a process for how long we are required to keep university records and a process for requesting permission to destroy records when the retention requirements are met.
Interesting. About this records disposition policy, how long are employees required to keep university records?
That is a great question, Omar, and one that I get frequently. So my answer, much to many chagrin, is it depends on the type of record. So each record has a different associated record retention requirement. So employees should visit our RIM, again, that stands for Records and Information Management, our RIM website at rim.ucon.edu, and review the state's record retention schedules to determine how long he or she is required to keep a particular type of record. Once the associated minimum retention period is met, an employee must fill out form RC-108, which is also available on our website, and submit it to Betsy Pittman over at the Dodd Center. She is the records management liaison officer, and what that form does is it is used to request permission to destroy records that have fulfilled the minimum retention periods. So basically, it's your way of saying, I followed the rules, now please let me destroy this ancient box of files. And Betsy will take a look at that form, make sure it looks good to her, sign off on it, and then it gets circulated for a few more signatures. And once you get that form back, you know, okay, it's okay. I can let go of these records. I got permission. And the ironic kind of joke in all of that is that That form has to be kept for 25 years. Luckily now, Betsy Pittman is retaining that form and she's just sending you a copy. So you'll get a copy of that form back and that's when you can destroy the records.
Excellent. So you've given us a lot of great information, such as the state records retention schedule and form RC-108. Can you share with our listeners where they could find more about this topic and learn more about your office?
Yes, absolutely. So I recommend visiting rim.yukon.edu for more guidance. And certainly you can reach out to myself or Betsy Pittman directly. I am at laurie@yukon.edu. And my phone extension is 4805. So we are more than happy to walk you through all of these policies and procedures and retention periods. And for other compliance matters, you can visit audit.yukon.edu.
Thank you. Laurie, we are just about out of time, but I did want to sneak in one last bonus question, and that is, what do you like most about your job as it relates to records and information management?
Well, I'm always really surprised at how many hats the university wears. I mean, every single department or every single office unit is going to have some sort of record. So anyone on any given day could be coming to me with a record retention question. And that really exposes me to all the wonderful things that are going on at the university. And I get to meet a lot of great people. So I think I like that most about my job.
Well said, Laurie. And thanks again for taking time to chat with us and providing us with the tangible examples that you shared and the key reminders on records and information management. Also, special thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We hope that this segment was helpful and we encourage you to reach out to us should you need any additional information. As a reminder, Compliance Chats was brought to you by the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics. I've been your host, Omar Andujar, and please be well and look for other interesting compliance chats in the coming weeks. Thank you.